The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want to just pick up an incident in the ministry of Jesus and share some thoughts with you. We're looking at Mark's Gospel and chapter 3, and it's verses 31 to the end of the chapter, which in fact is not very far away. It's verse 35. This is a crucial issue in terms of relationship. We read that a crowd was sitting around and they told Jesus, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." And Jesus says, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." I think that it is very challenging when we find ourselves having people around us who fall, we could say very simply, into two situations. They're people who are family members, who we love and who we value and appreciate, but they may not be Christians. They may not love Jesus. And then we have people around us who do love Jesus and are committed to his will. So what is Jesus saying? Jesus is wanting to draw attention to those who perhaps wanted to say, "Why don't you stop what you're doing? You know, Mary's here and other members of the family are here. You should give them attention." I believe that's probably what was in their mind. You know, they're here, so surely you're going to stop teaching and you're going to give some time to them. And what Jesus is pointing out is that the depth of relationship, the type of relationship between those who are family members but not in Christ and those who are family members and not necessarily family members, natural family members, but they are in Christ. There is something very wonderful about the fellowship, the sense of companionship, the sense of linking that exists between those who love Jesus. And I think this is something that we just need to be aware of. Of course, we don't want members of the family or people around us, neighbours, people we work with, we don't want them to feel that they are second rate. We don't want them to feel that we have no time for them. But what surely Jesus is teaching us here is that there is a priority of time to be spent with those who truly love the Lord Jesus as we do. And this sense of depth of relationship, the quality of relationship, is very, very important. I certainly have found how there are people that God brings very close to you because they share your vision, they share your faith, your love for Jesus, and something about what we share and how we share is different to how we would share with those who don't know Christ. What we, I believe, are being drawn to think about is that there should be a level of trust, there should be a level of confidence, there should be a level of openness that can exist between those who love Jesus. And that could involve confessing our sins, being transparent, being open with one another. And we may not have that same ability to be open with those who don't know the Lord, but we certainly ought to be open between and before those who come to love Jesus as we do. And so I commend these words for your consideration. We talked in a previous podcast about spending time with Jesus and learning to say what Jesus wants us to say and to have authority. And here again, I'm just picking up the theme of the sort of relationship that can exist between those who love the Lord. It must have been very difficult for Jesus when there were times that things that were so precious to him, he knew there was not too much value in seeking to share those things with family members who didn't know the truths of the kingdom of God. So let's pray that our family members who don't know Jesus will come to Jesus, and let's be unafraid to build strong relationships with those who love the Lord as we do. May God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.